Ready? Hi Rob, hi Darshan. Hi Jagadish.
Jagadish is in Sydney.
Hi Sue and Hal. Yeah. Hi John. Hi Tara. Are you better now? I hope. Hi Virginia. Hi Connie. Hi Catherine.
Hi John boy.
Nice job, boy.
Oh yeah, getting better. Good. Okay. Stick it. So continuing on with all of the steps involved in developing a meditative mind, let yourself be in a comfortable position, let the body relax, take some deep breaths. And evoke that inner friend and just spend a few moments appreciating your physical body and feeling yourself totally filling it, totally embodied. And being grateful for and enjoying the body that you have. And feel the muscles relaxing in your appreciation. And now give that same appreciation and friendship and respect to your mind. And let the mind simply relax, allowing the mind to be as it is, just giving it a time out to relax. In that presence of the inner friend. Spend a little bit of time as your mind is given this opportunity to relax and simply be, and your body is relaxing. Spend a little bit of time focusing on this inner friend, what that means to you. What would you like that inner friend to be towards you, the inner Swami. what would it mean to be in the presence of somebody who really loved you, really cared about you, wanted you to succeed, wanted to help? These are ways I might define the inner friend. Someone who gives me the benefit of the doubt, who knows that I'm a good person and doing my best. It's a great, great gift to be in the presence of someone who feels that way towards you, who knows you're a good person, who always gives you the benefit of the doubt, who wants to help if you slip up or fall down, who enjoys you, who looks forward to your presence. Those people we cherish and remember in our life. And we ourselves have been that way to others, not all of the time, but we have experienced ourselves that way. And we've experienced others that way toward us. Now it's a matter of invoking that inner friend. As the witness, as the one who comments, the one who talks to me, the nature of the witness. The nature of, in psychology we might call the superego. The nature of the one who has something to say. About my body, or about my mind, or about my sense organs, or about what I do. As your mind and body continue to relax, just ask your mind, is there anything that's the conscious mind, I mean, what do you have to do today? What do you have to do tomorrow? What are your concerns? Is there anything that you're worried about that you want to tell me about? Just ask the mind and let it tell you. Just give it a few moments, to tell you what its immediate concerns are. And just ask and then listen. You ask a question and you let it answer you. What will you do tonight? What will you do tomorrow morning? What do you have to do? The reason we do this, you can do this, it can take only just a few seconds actually. But the reason we do this is so the mind won't feel stressed that it has to hold something, that it has to remember something, or you might forget something. It'll worry about that. So you just ask, is there anything you want me to remember, want me to do? Once it tells you, it can relax that little bit of tension. In the unconscious, there are many different parts. The unconscious we look at as a little family or community. A lot of different parts of yourself make up the unconscious. So you can address the unconscious and all of the parts inside. A lot of child parts are often there. And you can say, does anybody inside have anything they want me to know? Anybody want to tell me anything? And let yourself be as the inner friend. Really be available to listen toward any of the parts inside, especially child parts. They might have concerns or worries or hurts, all kinds of things can be there, tucked away in the unconscious. And unless you've actually addressed them, they'll just sit there, kind of lost in time, waiting for somebody to come. So just address your unconscious, and a lot of times a lot of hands will go up. But ask, is there anybody that has anything they want to tell me? And just listen, see what happens. can say as you're talking to one and one's talking to you, is there anything else or probe? Mm-hmm.